Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Boy, we got a lot to talk about. I want to talk about what's going on in Rio, where a couple of American open water swimmers, all right, who competed in Rio in 2007, think that their intestinal ailments are because they were swimming in, you know, Rio waters, and they got sick. So we're going to talk about that, especially since, you know, people are freaked out about, you know, the Olympics and, you know, swimming in foreign countries and drinking the water. You know, this Montezuma's Revenge, you know, why is it so real? Okay, and not that it's really, really Montezuma's fault, but come on. Having kids makes people miserable, according to a new study. Are you kidding me? Oh, I should tell my boys that. Ha, ha, ha. Because they think they are the it of my life, you know. And that's because ever since they were babies, that's all I told them. I go, I'd be nothing without you. My whole life is you guys. My whole existence on this earth is to make you. And then all of a sudden they go into the puberty years, and they become cocky, they are snarky, they're snotty, and they're real jerks to me sometimes. And, you know, I'll show them this study and go, you see, okay, makes me rethink letting you live with me. FDA has approved OxyContin, very, very powerful painkiller for kids now down to the age 11. We'll talk about why kids would even need to be on something like that, which is pretty sad, but it happens, unfortunately. And now yeast, you know, a lot of us don't like yeast. We don't like having a yeast infection in our mouths or in elsewheres, and yeast, you know, we seem to cringe at the thought. But remember, you know, yeast is pretty, pretty important because that's what makes our cake. That's what makes our cookies. You know, I mean, we love yeast. I'll eat, you know, yeast all day long. Now, scientists have genetically engineered yeast, baker's yeast, to create powerful narcotic painkillers. So they can now make yeast or make painkillers from yeast. So we'll talk about that. So as you can see, we got an extremely busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Also, in the next segment, we are going to have Dr. Mark Turner. Mark Turner is going to be joining us. He is a specialist in pelvic reconstructive surgery. I know, I need to, boy, does my pelvis need some reconstruction. Oh, man, my pelvis has had so much traffic. I mean, you know, if I ever had to see Dr. Turner, I'm wondering if the streets would need to close down, right? You know, you have to detour traffic. I don't know what would happen in my part of the city because that pelvis would need a lot of new asphalt. He's also a specialist not only in pelvic reconstructive surgery, but surgical gynecologic oncology. So we're going to have him join us and kind of tell him some of the latest scoop on a lot of things that are troubling women and then troubling the men who have to live with the women while they're going through their ailments. So this is a definitely a good segment. I'm pretty excited to have Dr. Mark Turner. I trained with Dr. Mark Turner. Really, really good guy. Really, really smart. But don't blame him for my graduating, okay? All right, you know, if he had a chance, he probably would have failed me. So don't worry. He's one of the good guys, okay? I don't know how I got through medical school. I was such a kiss up. All right. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOCDALY. Pretty exciting. Google is going to develop a wearable glucose monitoring device. Okay, it's announced plans to develop a little bandage-size wearable glucose. This is from Google. It's a glucose monitoring device called Dexcom, the manufacturer of continuous glucose monitoring systems. Now, the company say the device is supposed to be low-cost, supposed to be disposable, and helpful for patients with all types of diabetes. The technology will be connected to cloud storage and provide real-time information. Dexcom is based in San Diego, and the collaboration aims to create products that are significantly smaller and less costly than existing technologies. Yeah, guys, can we stop for a second here? You guys are really, really going for the smallness of things. And do you notice how popular these iPhone 6s have been? Why are these iPhone 6s so popular? Because they're bigger. You know, now that I need reading glasses, and I'm squinting, and I'm having difficulty picking things up because of arthritis in my hands and my back, you know, starting to get stiff, I don't want something small, droppable, stealth. I want it big. I want to be able to see it. I want to be able to put my fingers around it and hold it. I want to be able to chew on it. You know, if I can't open something up, I want to be able to stick it in my mouth and tear it with my teeth. You know, like these little Splenda packets. They're starting to get too small for my taste. I got arthritis. So, you know, this glucose monitoring thing that they're going to make is like, itsy weensy teeny weeny little baby. That doesn't help me none. I need like a big, huge 1960s type computer size machine. 29 million Americans have diabetes, according to CDC. 1 in 4 are aware that they're affected by the disorder. Blood glucose levels are above normal. We've talked about diabetes. We've talked about it at length. According to Dexcom, the new wearable will become commercially available within the next 2 to 3 years. You know, in their defense, okay, a lot of us older folk don't accessorize, okay? And one of the reasons why we don't accessorize is we don't know how to. You know, in the 80s, the bling was a little different. You had little feather clips. You had Chiquita banana stickers, maybe some Smurf stuff, maybe some sparkly stickers. But overall, we really didn't, you know how to accessorize. Oh, maybe those big ball necklaces, or we would wear chains and stuff like Madonna did. A lot of bracelets, multiple bracelets. Well, now that we're older, we don't want to look like Madonna. All right? Although, you know, I could do so well, you know, looking like Madonna. Please, I should. But anyway, so we don't accessorize. So maybe this is, guys, for us middle-aged folk, this is our jewelry of the future. Our insulin pump, our catheter, our rectal thermometer, and our wearable glucose device. Don't go away. Dr. Mark Turner is going to be joining us. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowitz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, I talk a lot about gynecology on this show, not because I'm trying to teach you something about gynecology, but because, you know, I always have gynecological issues. And so today we are going to have join us Dr. Mark Turner, an OB-GYN doctor who is a doctor that I've spoken about many times on my show on how classy a doctor he is and how he, you know, sets up his practice and how he teaches us students. But he is the specialist in pelvic reconstructive surgery and surgical gynecologic oncology. Dr. Turner, thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure to be with you. Thanks for having me on.
Awesome. Thank you. Was I a pleasure as a student in your office? Probably not, huh?
Absolutely. All the students are fun to be with.
Good. You don't remember me then. Good. No, I was a troublemaker. So, Dr. Turner, I know you specialize in so much, but a lot of patients seek you out because of your work for endometriosis. Do you want to just quickly give the listeners a quick synopsis of endometriosis and, you know, what it is and what do you do?
Well, endometriosis is a condition where women through their menstrual cycle will have some bleeding backward through the fallopian tubes, allowing for some of the lining that normally is in the inside of the uterus to get outside into the pelvis. Once that's established, it can cause inflammation. The inflammation, the body tries to heal with scar tissue, so it can lead to adhesions. And then the whole process just gradually lends to chronic pelvic pain and also problems with infertility.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And, it kind of blows my mind when I would look at the pictures of how you're basically going through the menstrual cycle outside where the menstrual cycle should be. And so I envision the tissue growing, becoming juicier during certain times of the months with hormones, and then bleeding, like you said, causing adhesions, etc. What type of things do you do for that?
Exactly. That your description is spot on. It's a gradual progression of these lesions, and once they're established in the pelvis, they get the same signals that the lining in the uterus gets to prepare a lining for a pregnancy. If the pregnancy doesn't take place, then there's the shedding of the lining, but those implants in the pelvis have no place to go, so it's just a perpetual development of more and more of this tissue in the pelvic structure and can cause all of that pain. When we suspect it in a younger patient and are thinking that is the problem for her pain with her menstrual cycle, we normally begin with things that are pretty basic. Some pain medication to help through the menstrual cycle, if that's sufficient to take care of the problem. We leave things at that point. If that's not doing the trick, then we usually move to some type of hormonal suppression. Most commonly an oral contraceptive or a Provera progesterone type of medication. But oftentimes these patients will eventually get to the point that those efforts are not satisfactory. They're still having a lot of pain despite our efforts, and that leads us to surgery where the diagnosis is made and then surgical treatment becomes an option at that point.
Mm-hmm. I definitely want to talk about the surgery next, but I remember in medical school they said some of these implants, these endometrial implants, can be as high up as the liver. What have you seen? I mean, where have you seen these land besides the typical places on the bowel, et cetera?
Yeah, the most common is in the pelvis, as would be expected with gravity and that sort of thing, but they can be anywhere in the abdomen, and we've even seen patients that have been taken to surgery for a prospective lung problem or a lung lesion, and having it resected was found to be endometriosis. That's the
wow.
Far rarer situation, but that suggests that there's some potential for it to be spread through the blood system as well as just retrograde bleeding through the fallopian tubes.
Exactly. Is that crazy? For those who joined us, we're talking to Dr. Mark Turner, obstetric gynecology. So now surgery. So you go in, and again, adhesions is part of the sequelae of endometriosis. So you don't want to go in and add adhesions, but you want to prevent more adhesions. So how do you kind of walk that fine line?
Well, there becomes much of the dilemma in the treatment. When we go in to treat a patient surgically for endometriosis, the goal is to destroy or resect any of the visual endometriotic implants. When the tissues that normally are not stuck together are stuck together, we try to free those tissues up one from another. And then we have some barrier methods, some materials that we can put in that will dissolve over time but protect the area that we've operated on to allow healing to take place to hopefully minimize the reformation of those adhesions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're a lifesaver, Dr. Turner, for coming up with that, because so many women have suffered chronically. We talk about pain medication use in this country, and many people that are addicted to pain medications are victims to endometriosis. And not having surgical options in the past has been such a hindrance, to them being able to get the relief they need. Do they do robotic surgery for this, or this is still an open sort of form of surgery?
Well, there's been lots of approaches, and part of the dilemma that you have in treating these patients is the amount of endometriosis does not always coincide with the amount of discomfort and pain a patient will have.
Mm-hmm. True that.
So you can eventually will have patients with that's just loaded with endometriosis and adhesions, and they seem to be do for relatively well, and others that are just incapacitated during their menstrual cycle and oftentimes other times during the month. That you go in and there's relatively few implants and few adhesions. But when we do these things surgically, we've been using the robotics, which is just the fancy upgraded laparoscopic approach to treat this. And most recently, there's been the additional application of the use of Firefly technology.
Mm-hmm. Tell us about
Firefly
that.
Technology. Yeah. The Firefly technology is the use of a dye that can be injected into the bloodstream and it fluoresces. So under a light, it will fluoresce inside any vascular structure. The eye doctors will use it to evaluate the pattern, the blood pattern in the retina. The colorectal surgeons and general surgeons who do bowel resections robotically will inject this dye to be able to see where the major blood supply is to the certain part of the bowel. So you preserve the best blood supply that you can when you have to remove part of the bowel. What's been advocated recently is the use of the Firefly technology to identify areas of endometriosis that can't be seen with the naked eye and then allow for a more aggressive treatment and resection of those areas because the endometriosis causes inflammation, increases the blood supply to the area, and so that area will fluoresce when you inject this dye.
Oh, it's fascinating. I love it. And I love the name Firefly Technology. It's amazing what they've been able to do in so short a time. Now you're actually on the forefront of a lot of the research. What type of studies are you involved in?
Well, I don't know if to say I'm on the forefront and the cutting edge of this because there's doctors that have been using the Firefly technology and advocating its use to treat the endometriosis patients. I was invited to participate in this type of treatment, but my concern in doing this was the fact that if you resect much of the peritoneal lining, which acts as the surface to keep things from sticking one place to another, you increase the chance that adhesions can form there, which you mentioned before in the program. Mm-hmm. And as I went through this and started looking at the literature, there have been studies that have done that show the Firefly can identify areas of endometriosis when they resect them, but no one has ever done a study that has determined that if you are more aggressive in removing more of this peritoneal lining, it actually turns out to be a better situation for the pain relative or for the patient relative to pain and problems. So doing the kind of work that I do, I often get patients that are referred in because they've had multiple surgeries, they have extensive adhesions, and it's just a very difficult surgery to get the tissue planes and get things dissected one from another. So my concern was, are we really providing an optimal improved benefit by using the Firefly, or is it the same as using standard technique, or is it potentially worse because we create an environment of more adhesion? So that's the Firefly study that we're now participating in at this time.
Excellent.
To try to answer that question.
Excellent. All right, I know we're coming up on end of time. Dr. Turner, how can people find you if they want to learn more or possibly see you for evaluation?
We have two sites. There's actually more than two, but two areas. One in Southern California in Orange County and Beverly Hills region, where we have some physicians that are participating in the study there. And then here in Las Vegas, we have surgeons participating. The phone number here in Las Vegas to get in touch with us is 702-454-8712. For those that may be listening in Southern California and would be interested in getting more information, the number there is 855-736-4847.
Excellent, Dr. Turner. And I'm going to put that on my Facebook and Twitter page for you guys to look at later today. Dr. Turner, always a pleasure. Can't wait to have you back. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Take care. All right, guys, we'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guy, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend at GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Let's go to the phone line. Some of you guys have calls, and you've left them on the answer line. If we weren't live, let's go right to it. 1-877-DOCADALIA, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Listening to you as I drive through from California to northern Texas. Question is, why is my mucus, when I cough, why is my mucus sometimes fleshy or thick and gooey, like putty, small particles? sometimes cough them up. All particles of mucus, mushy, not your typical saliva or mucus. Thank you.
That is some image. Love my truckers out there. If you're one of the truckers, God bless you. If you're just visiting Vegas, hope you like the drive. We try to make it easy on you. So, mucus. Okay. All right. Well, we've talked about mucus a lot. It's got character. Okay. The more character it gets, the more thicker it gets. There's different consistencies. You could have the thinner mucus that you swallow all the time, and then you got the thicker, stickier kind that you need to cough up or sneeze out, etc. And it depends on what's in it. So you have a variety of things that could be a part of your mucus, okay? It's a viscous material produced by the mucus layer of your nasopharyngeal passages. And the reason why it's there is because it needs to lubricate your nose and throat. Parts of your body cannot be dry. If it's dry on the inside, it starts to be a breeding ground for bacteria, and it also causes bleeding. So you need to have moisture, okay, especially with the dryness of the air that we breathe in. And so mucus is a very lubricating, slippery type of substance, so that as bacteria and viruses and molds get breathed in, it hopefully doesn't have a chance to set up shop because it's so slimy up in there, and it ends up draining. You end up swallowing a lot of your mucus. Then, of course, you could fry it with the stomach acid, and then you could kind of let it out and release it through your bowels, and most of the pathogens that come into our respiratory tree can get dumped out this way. Okay? Unfortunately, certain things that land or come in, like let's say pollen, okay? Pollen will trigger your mast cells. Now, mast cells in your body produce histamine, and histamine causes sneezy and itching and allergic type stuff. The mucous membranes start to leak fluid and your nose starts to run. Why? Because it's to protect you against something you're breathing in. So it's kind of like a car wash. Okay, something dirty's coming in, let's flush it out. All right, but unfortunately, depending on some of the inflammatory cells, these things can also, in and of itself, give it color. So, for example, like yellow mucus, okay? So people say, oh, my mucus is yellow, so it means I have an infection. Not always. I mean, true, pneumonia can have yellow mucus, bronchitis, cystic fibrosis, colds can all have yellow mucus. But sometimes the yellow is there just because you have the leukocytes, your inflammatory cells. You know how serum in your blood, you know how your blood is a little bit yellowish in color sometimes, and not just because of fat, but some of the serum because of the leukocytes, so it kind of makes it a little bit yellow. So, one of the reasons why doctors will say, well, wait a second, your mucus is yellow, now that it's turning yellow, that means you have an infection, it's because it looks like you're starting to recruit more of your leukocytes, and leukocytes a lot of times are at play when you have infection. Not always. You could have chronic bronchitis and not necessarily have a bacterial infection that require antibiotics. So not all yellow mucus means you need antibiotics. But when it starts to change and your symptoms don't get better, that's when a lot of times your medical provider will say, you know what, let's write you an antibiotic. Okay? Brown mucus we see a lot in smokers. We also see mucus turn brown because of heavy air pollution. All right? Air pollution a lot of times and the sediment, it has that dusty brownish color to it, soot, things like that. So when your mucus turns brown, it's a sign that you're having a lot of deposits, etc. Now, some of you will say, well, wait a second. I only get brown mucus when I'm sick. Well, again, remember what I said. When you're healthy, things are running through. You know, you got the mucus, you got the runny nose, you got the sediments that are being flushed out. Okay, now you're having a cold, now you're getting sticky mucus, so the pollution sticks a little bit more. So you sometimes having a cold will sometimes show that you're having darker mucus, which is a sign that you may be having a cold because now you're actually seeing some of the soot and some of the pollution. Bacteria will a lot of times cause mucus to start becoming greenish brown. I get a little nervous though when somebody goes from clear mucus to all of a sudden brownish, because then I start to think of blood, because hemosiderin can make it start looking kind of brownish. So then I worry about blood. You know, have you been exposed to tuberculosis? Do you have a pneumonia? Are you coughing so much that you're starting to cause a little bit of a bleed. So you have your neutrophils, your lymphocytes causing color change. You have bacteria, etc. And then what about dairy? Dairy can also make things a little bit more mucousy, etc. And so, you know, we tell people to try to avoid dairy. Flushing is a great thing to do. I recommend hot showers. One of you is texting, what about spicy? Yeah, I got that spicy food. All right, spicy food can cause a reflex reaction called a gustatory rhinitis. You know how you eat something hot? See, for me, when I eat something hot, my nasal passages open up. And then it's like, huh? But for some of you, you'll start to weep. Your eyes will weep. Because remember, when you eat something spicy, you have a lot of the kind of fumes from it. And those things are kind of caustic to your nasal passages. So immediately your body wants to dilute it, which is why you start making a little bit more mucus and fluid. Boy, a lot of stuff to talk about. Okay, so what do you do? Okay, so now we have our truck. I believe he's a trucker out there calling in saying, you know, why is it getting sick? Well, like I said, it's probably something you've been exposed to. It's probably maybe you're coming down with a cold. Maybe you smoke too much. Maybe you're driving through polluted areas. Maybe you're breathing in something coming in through the exhaust. I'm not sure. So, you know, I like to put on my, I like air filters in the car if you haven't. Or I like, sometimes I'll do recirculating so I don't breathe in somebody else's crap that's out there. But get it checked out. Could be infection. Could be a cold, etc. And then hydration always works. Neti pot. I love neti pots. If you do nasal irrigation, what a neti pot does is it helps your body relieve some of the stickier mucus that it can't blow out or dump itself. There's bulb syringes, squeeze bottles. But before you start spraying anything into your nose, you want to make sure that the nasal irrigation you're using is some of the cleanest water. Saline water may help, but make sure it's sterile. Don't be using tap water because there were a couple cases of people neti potting in the South, and unfortunately they got an amoeba. And it unfortunately went up into the brain and caused them to die. All right, if you don't know how to neti pot or you don't know how to nasal irrigate, don't do it. And when all else fails, see a doctor. Okay, everybody tries to do things on their own so they don't have to see the doctor. And here we are not being able to pay our malpractice payments and our staff and all the changes Obamacare has forced on us. So maybe, okay, if this doesn't get better, go into your medical provider to see what else is going on. There's very, very rare cases where you'll hear somebody who had a runny nose, a clear liquid runny nose, end up being brain fluid. When we talked about that a while back on my show, I know it scared a lot of you because you're like, oh, no, my nose has been running. It's probably leaky brain fluid. They would determine that by an MRI, you know, or a scan. So you have anybody with a chronic runny nose. Okay, even though most of the time it's sinus infections, etc., and we rarely see CSF, cerebral spinal fluid, leak like this. It's rare. But it's going to get caught if somebody is scanning you. Chronic sinusitis, chronic rhinitis needs a scan so they can see what's going on in the sinuses, all right? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while, but once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. L.I. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Tom, who's working the dials. All right, so we got a lot to talk about. All right, so we have a couple U.S. swimmers here that are, I believe, still sick. Americans Kaylin Robinson and Chip Peterson think their intestinal ailments may have come from swimming in real waters while competing back in 2007. Robinson was forced to retire after being diagnosed with Crohn's disease. Peterson's career has been sidetracked for 6 years by frequent hospital trips. He had his colon removed in 2013 and has been competing again. So I guess there's some concern, as 13 U.S. athletes have recently come down with stomach illnesses at the recent World Junior Rowing Championships. Team doctor said she suspected it was due to pollution in the lake that will be used for Olympic rowing and canoeing. Medical officials point out that thousands of other athletes have competed in real waters without getting sick. So doctors for Robinson and Peterson aren't able to say swimming off the Copacabana beach caused or contributed to their diarrhea. And they may never know the connection. I mean, it's true. Crohn's, you know, unfortunately, is a disease that could have a genetic predisposition. You know, it doesn't necessarily have to have a exposure component to it. But, you know, it does make people wonder. Robinson was eventually told she had Crohn's disease, was forced to retire from swimming. Peterson had to deal with colitis. So, water events are supposed to be held next year there. And so, of course, people are kind of concerned about how clean the water is. And, you know, many people say, look, a lot of the hotels now have filtered water. I mean, I was in Mexico. And the hotel I was at, filtration system, it was great. The water that was given to us was supposed to be bottled or filtered. And everything went along fine, but still, boom, bloody diarrhea. And for two of us. And, again, not sure why, you know. And so how I look at any sort of traveler's diarrhea or intestinal illness is, one, it's really dependent on the person. Some people's body flora can handle it. Some don't. Because, I mean, you walk around. You don't see people in Mexico or you don't see people down in Brazil or whatever walking around getting sick all the time. They live there. Okay? You know, I mean, there's bacteria. There's viruses all over the place, whether it's in America, whether it's in, overseas. But, you know, you're new to the environment, you go down there, you get sick, okay? And it's not always, not everybody. My husband didn't get sick. My other son didn't get sick, thank God, but me and the little one, yeah. And so everybody is different. And I'm not sure what they do with the limb. And you know, you don't really seem to see that many people get sick going to Europe, Sochi, things like that. But apparently there's a big concern with South America. So I don't know. We'll keep you guys posted. I think it's kind of interesting. I mean, I doubt the games need to be changed. Wow, having to have part of your colon removed is never fun. Our prayers are with them. That's not good at all. Having kids makes people miserable, according to a new study. All right? Mirskyla and Margulis says, although this measure does not capture respondents' overall experience of having a child, it is preferable to direct questions in childbearing because it is considered taboo for new parents to say negative things about their child. So, apparently the findings were trying to demythicize the blissful, happy image of parenthood and to point out that it might affect people in different ways. As the differences in happiness levels reported by the study, participants varied from 0 to 3 or more points. And the study was published in the journal Demography. They looked at 2,000 initially childless Germans until at least 2 years after the birth of their first child. They said, first, it would be reasonable to surmise that there would be an improvement in the delivery of maternity services. Could also help that you'd be happy. But there's a lower German fertility rate, according to researchers. The study found that couples who perceive a drop in happiness after becoming new parents could be less likely to have a second child. So, 30% of the participants reported themselves to be just as happy as they were before having children, but only 30%. The year after having a baby, the levels of happiness among those parents were shown to drop significantly. And they found that people are usually pretty happy before having kids. Is it the diaper changes? Is it the sleepless nights? So, you know, they looked at the challenges of parenthood. They divided it into a few different parts. Is there postpartum depression, et cetera? I know exactly what it is. All right, I know exactly what it is, okay? You meet somebody, and they, oh, now we're talking about, let's talk about couples where it wasn't a surprise or it wasn't a situation where somebody got knocked up. Okay, this is a couple who was married planning on having a family. All right, when there's a couple, even though you have, like, in-law influences, et cetera, usually hubby and wife, hubby and hubby, wife, you know, they spend a lot of time together. And they know how to live with each other. And they, nothing else in the world matters. Yeah, there could be some in-law issues and that could cause stress. You know, getting ready for the wedding is a huge stress test for the marriage. Many marriages don't make it past the wedding stage. But, you know, once they get through the marriage stage, they're like, look, it's about us. We can make this happen. Okay, now you add a baby in the mix. Okay, and the mom has to spend time with the baby. And if dad is kind of missing out on him being getting all the attention, it's going to cause some stress, okay? Mom, on the other hand, wants the attention too, but she's not feeling good. She's not looking good, all right? And many times the in-laws start to now come into the marriage a little bit more. For some people, it's wanted. Great, grandma's babysitting. For others, now you have an added stress. So what came to be a just the two of you in your own little apartment now starts to become a free-for-all. And it, at one point, it started to be that way in our marriage, too. And it's like, look, my Mother's Day is my first Mother's Day. Can I just, you know, enjoy my first Mother's Day? Like with Father's Day, I tell you guys all the time, why do dads have to clean out the backyard, have to get ready for a barbecue, cook for your family coming over? You know, it's their Father's Day. And so, you know, people start to lose a little bit of their, you know, I miss my 20s. I love my kids. I love the way my family is. I love my in-laws. But those were the days. When you were dating, when you were carefree, you know, didn't matter when you, you know, woke up, you could sleep in. I mean, of course, I still worked. And things are different. And then on top of that, now you're scared. Okay, well, now I got a baby. This is real. I have to be alive for this baby. Okay, you know, I used to not really care about driving fast, etc. I got to make sure nothing happens to me. I got to make sure nothing happens to wifey or hubby. And now it's serious stuff. I got to start saving. Looks like I can't tell my boss to take his job and shove it, which I had done in the past. Now it looks like I need to stick. And you start to realize that the responsibility is tough. Now, I wouldn't say you're miserable, but whatever la-la land you were in is not existing anymore. And it's real. It's real. And so it, you know, and your whole lovebird youth type of thing, it's gone. And a lot of times you don't get it back. Yeah, you could have date night. Yeah, you could have, and again, I really urge you guys to do date night and try to have fun and, you know, sneak away to a hotel room, etc. But it usually doesn't, you know, happen in the way beginning because you want to be around baby. And you should be around baby. So you need to look at the good. And it's rough. You know, when those kids come home, they eat up the whole fridge, and they, you know, mumble to you, and the only thing you kind of get out of it is, I told you that, Mom. Duh. You know, and you're like, what the hell am I doing this for? I miss my old roommates. Well, that, all right. So, all right, guys, don't go away. We come back. Turning yeast into a painkiller. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now. 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government when you can be truly independent with Liberty HealthShare, a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care? Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. Liberty HealthShare. Together, we are one.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.